This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. Visit us at infinitepotato.com.
I'm Jared Stern. I think people should listen because we're desperate for attention right now.
I'm also Jared Stern.
This is what I like to call an exercise in benign narcissism.
And you're between two Sterns. How's it going?
I'm exhausted. I'm so fucking tired. You look good though. Your hair's a little longer up top.
Yeah, no, I'm in need of a haircut.
It looks good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's why I come here every week, is so I can get positive reinforcement from me. That's
Well, you look good. You look good. Dude, I had something happen to me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, I needed new sneakers, right? So I've been going to OTF. My feet are killing me. I have these sneakers that I got years ago because I really liked the way they looked, but they didn't come in wide. And you wondering
OTF?
What that noise is? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I don't know
OTF
what OTF
is. Orange Theory Fitness.
Well, pardon me. OTF.
Sorry.
Is that?
Sorry.
Don't want to seem like a...
sorry, no.
For the uninitiated.
For those of you who are unaware, OTF is Orange Theory Fitness. I've been going to Orange Theory, been going to the gym. But these shoes, I loved the way they looked years ago, but they were way too narrow, and my feet are wide, and they've been killing my feet ever since. So I've needed new sneakers, and I needed some... the gimmick behind the store Roadrunners is they're going to set you up on... Oh, you've heard of Roadrunners.
I just went to Roadrunners. I'm wearing orthotics from Roadrunners right now.
Let's compare our experiences.
So, I loved it. I had a great experience at Roadrunners.
Oh, did you?
You might have gone to the same Roadrunners.
Did you go to the
I
one
did
in Arlington?
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Do you remember the name of the guy you had?
I had a lady.
Travis? Was it? Oh,
no,
you had the girl?
Yeah.
I remember the girl. She ignored me as well. So I go into Roadrunners at it's like 2:30, 3 o'clock on a Saturday, this last Saturday.
Okay.
And I just drank the pre-workout to go to the gym. And then I was going to go to the gym with Renee and we were going to go do stuff. And I was like, I just feel like I just want to get the part of measuring my foot down. Now understand, I am a neurotic human being. I don't know if you know this. We've known each other a little bit of time. So
I had an inkling.
So when I buy something, I research the fuck out of that thing. My God, do I research it? I compare it. I contrast it. I know every nuance of the spec. If I'm buying new shoes, I'm doing my front end research. I'm not coming in blind. I don't want to get taken advantage of. So I've had shoes that I've been looking at over the past 3-4 months. And I finally narrowed them down to a pair of shoes that I thought would do well. But I was like, I don't want to roll the dice and do this Amazon buy return thing that I do with everything else. I just want the experts to tell me what shoe I should have. So we decide, okay, let's go to Roadrunners. It's fine. We'll bang out Roadrunners really quickly, and then we'll go over to the gym. So we get
now, Roadrunners is not a fast experience.
Oh, I'm aware now.
Okay.
So I go over there.
You don't just bang out Roadrunners. Roadrunners is...
I get it.
Okay.
But not in this way. So I go over there. I walk through the door. The girl, very sweet. Hi, sir. How are you doing? Doing pretty well. How are you doing? Can I help you today? Yeah, I just want to do the thing, whatever it is, to get my foot scanned and everything, get it done. Sure, sir. As you can see, we're a little bit busy right now, but if you want to sit, take a seat, we'll be right with you.
Sure.
So she's like, I said, not a problem at all. I look around and Renee and I decide we're just going to walk out. We're going to go hit TJ Maxx quickly, look at some of the other shops and come back. So we leave for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. We come back in. People have died out a little bit. A couple of people there. I give a wave. They give a wave. They recognize. Perfect. Renee and I are dressed almost identically, not on purpose, like online Instagram fitness influencers. We're both in black track pants. We're both in white, half three-quarter zip-up tops. We look like we're there filming shit for TikTok. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we're in white.
Yeah, I do.
And I'm already white. I glow in the fluorescent ambiance that is Roadrunners because they really want the shoes to pop. So Start out sitting by the shoes, take a break from that. And they're helping this one guy over there on the treadmill with the thing that they do. And then they're helping somebody else out. And then I guess the manager is helping check people out. Not a problem. I've been in stores before. I've worked retail before. I'm cool. I'm cool as a cucumber, baby.
Sure.
So I look at the men's stuff. Oh, they have shorts. Wow, these are tank tops. Cool. I feel the material. I look around. Renee looks at the women's stuff. We end up going to the accessory section. Walking around, apparently whatever was happening with everyone was taking a long time because now we're doing about a half an hour, 35 minutes, and everybody's still helping the people that they were helping with. As you said, it's not a quick experience at Roadrunner. Nope. I can understand the investment. The problem is the staff keep disappearing like they're being voted off of the island on Survivor at this point. Like the girl goes back to get shoes at some point and just never returns. And then I asked about her and they're like, she's been dead for 40 years. Like she never existed. She was just a ghost that haunted Roadrunners. The other guy up at the table also disappears behind the back. So now we're down from 4 to 2 staff members, even though I'm standing around wanting to spend money. Okay, I'm there to spend money. Let's do the exchange of goods for services. I understand how this works. So I'm standing around, we're going around the accessories. I'm using a Theragun. Oh, that's how that works. We're looking at a ball roller. Some older woman walks through the door. One of the guys who's helping somebody breaks off to greet her. Hi, miss, how can I help you? Oh, well, I'm just here looking for shoes. And he goes, not a problem at all. Do you know what you'd like? She's like, not really. He goes, let me set you up on our treadmill, and pulls her over to set her up on the treadmill. And I'm like, okay. And so now he starts. Go ahead.
Now, let me step in. Go ahead. Just really quickly, because I understand that's probably very aggravating. But who initially, when you came in the first time, who acknowledged you?
The girl did. And then one of the guys named Travis acknowledged me.
So was this a different guy?
He was in the room. He might not have seen me.
He was in the room where it happened?
He was in the room. He might not have seen me. But still, in a system where you are using these machines and equipment, how do you not have a sign-up sheet like they do at
the cell phone companies
to make sure that the people are being taken care of in the order in which they've arrived? Even the worst customer service industries in the world has cracked this code. Xfinity does it, Verizon does it, and they're fucking terrible. So how can the worst of the worst do the thing that Roadrunner still hasn't figured out? So I'm a little heated. I'm not great. And Travis, who's still working with this one person, looks at me, he goes, hey man, I'm so sorry. I saw that you got skipped. We'll grab you the next person. Not a problem. Don't even worry about it. I go, okay. At least he acknowledged me as a human being. That's all I need.
There you go.
That's all I need. So now I'm sitting there, and now I'm not taking myself in the accessory section. Now I'm sitting right in the shoe section. You have the lineup of benches and the shoes. I'm not even there. I'm at the bench slightly closer, right in the middle of the room. I'm in the only middle of the room bench, just waiting there to get taken care of. Travis goes, all right, I'm going to go up to the register. I'm going to ring this person up. I'm going to help take care of this person. And then I'm going to come over and grab you. Okay? And
I go, yeah,
not a problem. I'm sitting there. Another woman walks through the door. A woman, maybe of her mid-40s, walks over, starts looking at the shoes. The same guy who jumped me with the older woman. Now the older woman's there trying on shoes. She's just trying them on at this point. She's done the treadmill. She's put on the socks. Her foot has been measured on the machine. They've done the thing on the TV where they assess all of her stuff. Now she's in the phase of sitting there trying on shoes, just to give you an idea of the amount of time I've spent there so far. Now this slightly younger woman comes in, starts looking at shoes, turns to my guy who still hasn't realized that I exist, and goes, can I try these on in an 8.5, 9? And he goes, sure, but are you sure that that's your size? She goes, I'm pretty sure that's my size. And he goes, well, why don't we put you on the treadmill and let us try and assess your foot? And she goes, I don't really need to. And the older woman turns back and goes, honey, you really, really should. It's really good and it's very helpful. And she goes, well, why don't I try these shoes on now? And if I need it, I will. He goes, not a problem. Then he disappears to go back into the room to get her shoes. Now, Renee and I have been dating about 7 months now. There's never really been a moment where she's been around me when I'm on the verge of absolutely snapping, right?
Oh,
like
wow.
I've been in a pretty
7 months and that's never happened.
Good,
I'm shocked.
Mellow place, but I'm at like a comfortable 13 at this point, right? I'm barely keeping the lid on. She looks at me. She goes, "Are you okay? You're sweating." And I go, "I'm not okay. I'm not okay." She's like, "What can I do to help?" I go, "Don't leave my side. Because if I have any breathing room, I'm not going to go full Karen. But there's a possibility I may stand up in the middle of this room and go, hey, guys, is anybody ever going to fucking help me? I'm happy if the answer is no. I'll leave. Please don't let me inconvenience you by staying around. But if it's not going to happen, just let me know." I was so fired up. Now, Travis is still helping the guy out at the register. I'm like now standing up and pacing. I've got my dad's energy going on where the arms are crossed like twice around my arm. Like I'm all my chakras are closed off and I'm just radiating pissed off at this point. We're looking at about 2 hours now, just to give you a
time.
Oh,
wow. Point.
That's what I'm like.
Okay.
We're at about
didn't take
hours.
Me that long.
So now Travis comes over to me. He goes, "Hey, are you doing okay?" I said, "I'm not doing great, Travis." He goes, "Okay, look, I'm so sorry. I'm just finishing up with this guy at the register. Why don't you take a seat right here on this bench next to the treadmill, and I'll get to you as soon as I'm done." Now, older woman trying on shoes, younger woman trying on shoes. You know, the conversation that Travis is having up at the register, I empathize with him. I really do. I really do empathize with this kid because from what I could catch, because again, I'm so pissed off, all of my senses are heightened, right? I'm like Wolverine and Spider-Man mixed into one. I could hear a thimble drop in the other room. I could hear somebody walking towards the building and know that they were coming in there to get shoes. That's how fired up I was. And so Travis, this is the conversation I hear with this young kid who's just like, "So maybe like if I could put the shoes on a gift card and then return that gift card, then could I get the cash?" Like that's the conversation he's dealing with. So that ship was taking him like 30, 45 minutes. "Oh, I'm sorry, we're getting a decline," that type of stuff. Like somebody was clearly trying to work the system at the register. So I felt bad for Travis for that specific thing. What I didn't feel bad is like, 2.5 hours later, this girl emerges from the back again with shoes for this one other dude. Like she made them for him from scratch in the back. Like that's how
she cobbled.
Did she cobble them? She was like, "Well, he wants this top and this bottom. It's like the Build-A-Bear of shoes. We'll glue them together." Like I have no idea where she went for that long. This general manager, this joke of a general manager who also at one point was like, "We'll get to you in a second, sir," who disappeared for a while and didn't bother to take care of me. So finally, Travis finishes, and now young woman is taking her shoes up to the register. And Renee goes, "Are you okay?" I go, "I'm keeping it together right now. But if that woman pays for her shoes before I get helped, I'm not going to be okay." And then she stands up, starts going up to the register. Travis almost helped her check out before getting to me. He finished the guy. The other, I think the general manager, who was also a joke, helped her was helping her. Travis runs over. He goes, "I am so sorry." And I'm looking up their reviews on Google, like 4.5, fives across the board. Everybody loves this place. Everybody loves Travis. Travis has shouted out a number of times, "Sir, I'm so sorry. I know you got skipped. And I really do apologize to that." But I would say, Travis, skipped I can handle. It was when I got lapped. That's when I had a real issue. And he goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "This woman over here came." I explained, came in. This guy was about to take her onto the treadmill. He's like, "I'm so sorry." He's like, "I'm going to give you the exact same amount of time we give all of our customers right now." I go, "Travis, I think mathematically the store would be closed at this point if you did give me the exact amount of time that these other customers get. But let's do it. Let's do the thing. I'm not going to hold a grudge. Let's do it." So he takes me through the whole system, which, by the way, now that I got to do the thing, was great. What they do is wonderful with the treadmill and the filming you and the assessing. I got more information out of that experience about my feet than I have ever had in my entire life. They filmed my feet from an angle that made me realize that I'm both incredibly old, have the feet of my father, who is also an old man and cannot ever go on Feet Finder. I know that now. Just looking at my ankles, nobody wants to buy those pictures. And And so he finishes the whole process and he goes, I just want to let you know, here are the three types of shoes that we think would be best for you. This one, this one, and this one. And he brings out the three shoes and like Goldilocks and the three bears, I start trying them on. He gave me compression socks for my plantar fasciitis, which is fantastic. Put on the socks really well, very nice. I try the first pair on. They're good, but they're just a little not right. Maybe a little tight, maybe a little small. Not in the sense that it's the size, just the style. Try the next one, maybe a little big, not the right. I try on the third pair, and they're just right. They're perfect. And they are the exact shoe in the exact size and color that has been sitting in my Amazon cart for 3.5 months. If you could remember all the way back to the beginning of the story, I said I obsessively research things and I had figured out the exact shoe that I thought would be best for me. And I wasn't going to buy it without talking to the experts. And the shoe that I waited almost 3.5 hours to be told that I should get is the exact shoe I was planning on getting from Amazon, which in some ways was a relief, but also just was like, thank you, you. Oh, that was just the cherry on top. So I looked up the price on Amazon and they're selling them for 109. And I asked Travis, I swear, Jared, I gave him the opportunity. I gave him the chance. I did, because he worked hard at it. I wanted to give him my money. And I said, how much are they? And he goes, oh, well, they're normally 119, but our members' price is 109. And I paused for a second. I said, okay, Travis, then how much are they? Waiting for maybe a, you know what, for the
For the
half a
trouble.
day that you spent here waiting, we'll give you the members price for this one. We'll knock the $10, which is only going to come out to covering the tax. It's nothing. But no, he was like, oh, so it would be, if you're not a member, it would be 119. And I was like, thank you very much, Travis, for your help. And I shook his hand. As I walked out the door, I ordered them on Amazon. And now they're sitting in a box behind me. They fit
Wow.
great.
So
They
did
fit.
you? I assume then you didn't get the custom orthotics.
Oh, no, I didn't. I
Because
didn't.
so when last we were talking about my discomfort, my cascading discomfort with
Yeah.
my plantar fasciitis,
Yeah, we have that in common now.
planters salted fasciitis.
I think I'm more of a honey roasted, like a honey roasted,
Yeah,
but
no,
you.
mine's a little more salty. So I went and got that massage that I
Remember you
talked
saying,
about
yeah.
last time. Well, after that did not work, we ended up going, the next step was go get special shoes. Go
Right.
get what now basically is orthopedic shoes.
Yeah.
So I also we went to Roadrunner
Right.
and I did the whole foot
How
thing and
long did it
they
take you? How What was your experience?
I
How
mean, it
long?
probably we probably I was probably there for about an hour
Great. I'm happy
from in the
for you.
door to out the door.
I'm happy for
And
you. I'm so
I also found out a great many things
Yeah.
about my feet. One, the arch on one foot is slightly lower than the other. I tend to pronate.
Do you have one foot that's bigger than the other?
I think everybody does.
Is it
It's
the
not,
different foot than you thought it would be?
I don't
My
know.
right foot is smaller than my left foot, and my
Yeah.
right foot is my dominant foot.
No one has two perfectly sized like exact feet. Like they're
Yeah.
not exactly the same. I got like special arch supports and special orthotics. And then like you said, they did the Goldilocks thing where they give you the different types of shoes. And I ended up getting a Hokus. Have you experienced the Hokus? What kind of shoe did you eventually order from Amazon?
I ended up getting the Brooks Ghosts 15 because
Okay.
I need an athletic shoe. I needed a sneaker to
Sure.
work out in.
So Hokus, you may see them.
Like the Pocus, or how is it spelled?
Hokas. Hokus. I'm shocked if you haven't seen them. They're like the new, everyone's wearing them. But they are essentially orthopedic shoes. They
Okay.
might as well be. I am an inch taller in my Hokas because there is like an inch thick sole on these things with that much cushioning underneath.
Yeah.
Like I could do the Mario jump. That's how much bounce I had in these shoes. And so now I have the Hokas, and so now it doesn't feel like someone's stabbing me in the heel with a knife when I walk, because I'm essentially walking on a mattress. I have a mattress under my shoe. And then inside the inserts in those Hokas are these orthotics that they custom made for me at
Ooh.
Roadrunner.
I did that part. I just didn't buy them for $90.
I gotcha. No, I did the whole shebang. Like I bit the
You had a
bullet.
wonderful experience. I would have spent a tremendous amount of money in that store if I had
Yeah,
a
no, but
halfway decent.
I just kind of knew this was the, no pun intended, step that needed to be taken in order
Hey
for
now.
me
Hey now.
to be able to walk comfortably. Like this was a kind of this is my life now moment.
Right.
Allow me to sympathize with your poor customer service experience. I had a fa like if I had to if I could write a review of Roadrunner, it would be a 5-star review.
Do we
Yours,
both need to write a review
I think,
of
two Jared
Roadrunner
Sterns should
and
probably
confuse
write
the shit
conflicting
out of them
reviews.
where they go, why is
That'd be
this
pretty funny.
person writing two reviews? One
Why did they change
terrible.
their mind so harshly? What the fuck happened? That's funny.
Oh, that is funny.
So I'm glad you had that to talk about, because like I'm not sure if this particular episode of the podcast is going to be super meaty. At least I didn't think it was going to be super meaty
Ooh, yeah.
until we got an email. We got an email from our good friend, Director Jared Stern.
Yep.
Now, for those of you who haven't been listening for a ton of episodes, I would like to just I want to reiterate for you what the bedrock of this podcast is. And that is, mistaken
Yeah.
identity is the glue that holds this podcast
It's
together.
how
Over
Jared
the
and I met. People confused us for the other people simply because of name. So
I've
yes, that's the
gotten I've
foundation.
I've gotten emails meant for Director Jared Stern. I've gotten phone calls meant for Private Investigator Jared
Yeah.
Stern. And now we just have a place to kind of house all of that
Right.
mistaken identity
Right.
and focus it into something that can just put attention on us
Yeah.
rather than these people, these other Jared Sterns. Anyway, so we got an email from Director Jared Stern. My wife got freaked out yesterday when someone came to our house and served her with papers saying that I was being sued, but it turned out to be for a different Jared Stern, who stands accused of plagiarizing stuff online. This is all alleged, by the way. Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. His business seems to be a website on how to get money up front in a personal injury lawsuit. Anyway, I'll update you if I learn more. You may have a new guest to track down, Evil Jared Stern. Now, I don't want to cast aspersions. Everyone's innocent until proven guilty. But I think one of the things we have kind of said about all the other Jared
I was
Sterns
going to say,
that we
yeah.
have talked to is that they're all at their core decent people.
Pretty good.
And so I think maybe we found one that if this truly is a nefarious thing that this Jared Stern was doing, I think this is the guy. This is the outlier. This is the rotten apple that may in fact spoil the bunch.
The moment I read the email and saw it, all I could imagine was the intro being like, ba-do-do-do-do-do, and then just like a spooky, like, Mwah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'm
Yeah,
evil Jared Stern. You're listening to
it's one of us with a goatee and an eye patch.
right? This situation sparked like a whole rabbit hole for me. First of all, I would love to get this guy on here and just.
He is, in fact, one of the Jared Sterns who I have attempted to
Is he one
contact
of the
through
ones that you've
LinkedIn.
tried to contact?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like I've gone through the whole
Yeah.
litany. Like I find the name, I look for contact information, and I go from there.
This sparked an also another idea, which I've made the conscientious decision to tell you now so that I
Oh,
don't
please.
inadvertently act on it. Because like there's this evil Jared Stern who's like trying to plagiarize people. And I had
Well,
this
we
thought,
don't, but and we also
could
don't
be,
know.
could be. Could be
It's
trying to
completely
plagiarize people.
alleged. We don't want to cast any, we don't want to cast anyone in a needlessly negative light.
I had a moment and I turned to Renee and I was like, I can't believe it's never like occurred to me to try and catfish Jared online with a fake Jared Stern profile. And she goes, what? I go, how have I never thought to create a fake Jared Stern?
Wait a second. You would create a fake Jared Stern just to pull me. Wow.
She's like, that's not nice. I was like, nice is irrelevant when it comes to content. Like, this could have been a 10 episode arc where just you're going back and forth. I've never seen him before. All of a sudden, he's like irritating you with other things. You keep coming onto the podcast. I said, the only way I could pull it off is if, like, on the side, I was recording a video. I was like, but it's like 50-50 if Jared would find it funny versus being super fucking irritated with me. I was like, she's like, so what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going to tell him next episode so I don't inadvertently. Like, it's just like, but it would have been, if there was a way to, here's what I determined. If there was a way for me to track it with the audience privately without you knowing about it week over week, it would have been worth doing. But
no, I agree. No. It's a fabulous idea.
Thank you.
I'm almost now sorry that you didn't act
right?
on it.
Right?
Because it would have been worth it for the content of me just fucking exploding over the course of 10 episodes.
Slowly
simmering, and then eventually, much like you were at Roadrunner. Getting to the point of just absolute explosion. Yeah.
If I still had the old job, maybe I would have had the bandwidth or the time to do it. But at this point, I barely have the energy.
I'm too busy to do this kind of crap anymore.
Oh my God, it would have been so fucking funny. So funny. But yeah, I don't know if it's one of those things where we should be like, hey, all of us are in contact, so whatever you're doing, like, you might want to come on and talk to us. I don't want to get like too involved in the.
I don't know if this is worth, you know, contacting private investigator Jared Stern.
Oh my God.
And finding out if we could kind of put him on the case and see, or if there even is a case. I don't know. So I did some very lazy detective work. So I basically just put in Jared Stern in lawsuit into Google.
did I come up?
No. Why? Have you had a lawsuit against you?
Not that I know of, but goddammit, would that be the twist of the century?
That would be the twist of the century.
It turns out they were looking for us the whole time.
So this website called Unicort, which I later found out is just a thing you have to, they get you to sign up for a membership in order to download anything.
Right.
But it's got the case here. Unknown Entity Holdings, LLC, v. Jared Stern. Case summary on March 1st, 2024. Unknown Entity Holdings, LLC, filed an intellectual property copyright lawsuit against Jared Stern. This case was filed in district courts, Texas Eastern District Court. The case status is pending. But this, but this particular Jared Stern that the court case is against. So his business is like, if you have a lawsuit,
right,
that you are involved in,
yeah,
and you have a judgment coming in your favor, a monetary judgment coming in your favor, what his business does is they will advance you the money that would be in this judgment. Have you ever seen the ads for JG Wentworth? I have a structured settlement.
Wentworth, call
877 cash now. Right. I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now. Right. So,
Jesus.
I know. That's how
files that don't get deleted. Man, those cookies are deep.
But what JG Wentworth does is if you won the lottery,
right,
and you have you got the annuity, which pays you out like every year for several, and you don't want to wait for the payments, what JG Wentworth does is they will buy your annuity from you for a certain amount of money. So you get the money up front. Mm-hmm. They then get paid the annuity.
Yeah,
they take that over. It's a brilliant business model, because basically you find people who are desperate for money,
right,
and are just impatient enough to not wait for what they've got coming in a regular payment system. And then these, like, so I, who was I working with? I did a show with some guys who used to work for J.G. Wentworth. And basically what they do is they just go out and wine and dine these people to get them to sell off what they have coming to them. For like they'll give them a car or just a lump sum, a smaller lump sum of cash. And then
Right.
J.G. Wentworth takes over the payments and
Smart.
they get paid it. So yeah. So I'm not sure if that's how this works for this particular Jared Stern has a business model that's the same, but it seems like even if you but if you don't like you don't owe any money back to them if you lose your case.
Right.
Only if you win your case and get the judgment that you have coming to you. I did
I
some
want,
very cursory
I
online
would
stuff.
love to have this whole thing like domino through the Jared Stearns, where like I would love for private investigator to be able to get us the documents. I'd love to dip into like different accountant Jared Stearns.
Sure, yeah.
The sheer fact that there isn't a lawyer Jared Stern
I
blows
know. I
my
was going to ask,
mind.
is there's
How do we
no
not have a
lawyers?
lawyer on the bench? Like it's just, I don't know what we did with our draft to get like four accountants and no lawyers, but like it seems like we pulled some. It's unfortunate, but that, no, that was crazy when I read that email. And like, what a nice little twist! And big shout out to director Jared Stern for thinking of us after he read it and was like, "Hey guys, here's an idea." Also, a fun little twist for the movie. Like, what a great little addition to the movie. What if the movie is simply being accused of a crime that we didn't commit, and we need to find who the Jared Stern is that really did commit that now?
That's true. And we could turn that into a whole Scooby-Doo
There it is.
mystery that you
Yeah.
pull off the mask and there's
And
another Jared Stern underneath and it
it
was him the
turns out
whole time.
it was me the whole time. I was just catfishing you about
Turns out the ghost that was haunting the Roadrunner was Jared Stern the whole time.
to bring back Roadrunner. Before we sign off, I need to address something, and I need to, it's not a full apology because I didn't do anything wrong, but I do need to apologize and acknowledge something for you.
Are you
So
apologizing to me?
yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
It, the best type of apologies are the ones you don't even know what it's for. You're
Yeah,
very
sure. No,
yeah.
please. What affront to me did you commit?
Right? So last week, I guess it was Tuesday, there was like a big Apple update for the Apple devices. And
Okay.
I downloaded the update on all of my devices because everything I have is Apple, my computer, my phone, and my iPad. And
Okay.
my weeks now, so I as you know, you and I primarily actually only communicate through WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Renee and I only communicate through WhatsApp. My siblings and I, because we work together now, communicate through our internal Slack channels.
Okay.
And I
Oh,
was
God.
unaware
Yeah.
until about, I want to say 2 days ago, that I was not receiving text messages
Oh.
because of the update. So then they released another update to fix errors. I knew that my phone was being wonky. Like sometimes apps would disappear. The whole thing was like wonked out. But I redoubt like, and then a couple of things concerned me. One, I realized I don't know many people and they don't text me very often. But one of the people who did text me during this blackout period of time was your lovely wife to invite
Ah.
me to a little event on Friday. But
Yeah, oh,
I
that's
never
right.
received the text message and I felt awful. I got the text message and I was like, I was hoping it was this Friday. And I was like, was this for last week? And she was like, yeah, it's okay. It happened Friday. I was like, God, like phones, people calling me was fine, but I was not getting texts. So I do apologize. If you'd like to speak about what it was, you're
Yeah,
welcome
sure.
to.
No,
You've
I
talked about it in the past, but I deeply apologize. Th there was an invitation sent. It did not get to me. And if there it
Okay.
had, I definitely would have shown up.
So just to fill everybody in
Yeah.
on what the celebration was, last weekend we celebrated I celebrated my half birthday
Yes.
because I don't think I can celebrate my
Yeah.
full birthday and eat, like for another couple of years just to get some distance from things because of what happened when it happened.
Yeah.
Now, right now, around September 24th, not a great time for me. So March 24th though, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And so we got a bunch of friends together at one of the local bars, and we there were cupcakes were had, beer was had, and a good time was had by all. And God bless Andrea. She's amazing. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And she likes to make sure that I feel special because she knows that I am fueled by feeling special. She said that she contacted you. And so
I
yeah,
feel awful. I just feel
I
awful.
know you, well, but you're a busy guy. You got
Yeah,
stuff
but
going
still,
on.
it was important for me. Like, not only was it important, I wish I had been able to show up for it, but I'm so sorry because
It's
I wasn't
fine.
able to make it last year. I was hoping, in all sincerity, a very, very happy belated half birthday to you.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
I do apologize for my phone being the worst. Fun thing about Apple, by the way, and I don't know, maybe we'll find the out at some point here. Apple is being sued by the US government
Oh, shit,
for
sure.
alienation practices
Who are they
by
alienating?
Android users because they're making their chat bubbles green and not blue.
Bullshit.
You
Like
can
the
look it
US
up.
government, no, the US government is not acting on behalf of Android users. I refuse to believe that.
US government, hold on, versus Apple green bubbles. Apple antitrust lawsuit filed Thursday by the DOJ and more than a dozen state attorneys claims that in addition to degrading the quality of third-party apps, Apple affirmatively undermines the quality of rival smartphones by creating a stigma with the green bubble.
See, I'm unaware of the stigma because I have an Android and your shit don't look different on mine.
Right. And
So
what do we talk on?
we talk on
What?
WhatsApp, but that's just your preference. Like
Do you know
I,
why we talk on WhatsApp?
why? Because you don't like seeing green bubbles
Yeah.
on your text
Do you want
messages?
to know why I didn't go to your birthday? Because your
You
wife and I both
motherfucker.
have an Apple and I talk to her on text message. Your low quality cell phone is why I didn't come to your half birthday.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow. Well, I really
That's.
hope the US government sues you for alienation because that's some bullshit right there.
Explain this to me. Why is she Apple and you're Android?
I don't know. She just has always been Apple and I've always been Android.
Yeah, you guys make that
Opposites
work.
attract, what can I say?
My mom's Irish. My mom's Catholic. My dad's Jewish. I get like being in a mixed household, but like, it's never been like. There's never been a point where she's. I guess you guys don't really FaceTime, do you?
No, we just see each other because we live in the same house.
That was the best. We've been married forever. Response. Like the tone of your voice was like it was such. You guys don't FaceTime you. No. We just see each other all the
Yeah.
time. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking your ears between two sterns.
Please leave us a five-star review, even if it's a sarcastic one.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Have an idea for the show, or are you also Jared Stern?
Shoot us an email. You can find links to everything at jaredstern.com.